that's interesting. That's like me taking my antibiotics. It's like, they got me on them forever. But I think I'm good, but I don't know for sure. Find out, seeing how I stopped taking them. Finished the first bottle, so it should be good. I've been taking antibiotics since my surgery in September.
Body's going to reject the shoulder stuff?
No, my first shoulder surgery 3 years ago was a fail. After 2.5 years, they said, my surgeon said, well, it looks like a fail. So I went and had it redone on the top part. It had some screws loose on the replacement and ended up with an infection. So I was on a PICC line and all that fun stuff. And then when I got home, I was on an oral antibiotic. But I had to go through like 6 weeks of infusion at the hospital. So I had a PICC line, and then I switched over to an antibiotic oral. And took that for quite a while. So I think I'm done. I'm, nothing's showing up again, or, I'm going to stop taking it and see what happens.
Gravies, that's all I need to hear. I got to go in and get that same thing done. I can't even imagine, I've almost died in that hospital here in town a couple times, so I try to get it done elsewhere. The one time, they all pretty much they attempted to overdose me. Oh, boy.
If you're talking full shoulder replacement or anything shoulder, Dr. Wyatt are down in Beaumont, Royal Oak. Very awesome. I woke up out of surgery the second day, had no pain pills, and didn't take one after that. The pain I had in my shoulder for 2.5 years was gone.
I'm telling you, you're going to be the guy I consult before I go and get it done. But I've got all my joints are having problems, and I'm still moving forward, and I'm putting off any operations as long as I can. But the neck one is getting bad. My right hand's locking up like my left hand was, so I'm gonna have to do something with those because it's the neck's immobilizing me, and my right hand is. I don't know how much longer I can go with it being locked closed all the time. I wake up in the morning and I have to do all kinds of stuff, get it moving again.
Well, yeah, I was just referring you to, he just does elbows and shoulders. So anybody else, just stay away from the one here in LaPierre's, last name is Travis. No, thank you again.
Right, yeah, they had two lines, or two pumps running into one line, and had like three doses of, what was that stuff, Dilaudid, backed up in that line, and they were calling me a crybaby and stuff. I told them, just bring me some ibuprofen, I'll chew them up if I gotta, and that's pretty much what I did, and well, I'm glad they never pulled the trigger on it. I talked to the nurse, and when I sobered up enough to realize what was going on, I shattered a tooth. I still got a messed up tooth because I was biting down so hard. She threw that whole line right in the trash and put a new one on, and it was on. That one was a 12-hour pump. They only turned on twice a day, and the nurse was shooting it into that line, and I thought she was just shooting the meds herself. I was like, man, she's making fun of me with an intern out there. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I want to kill at that point because I was in so much pain. It was unbelievable.